Hey guys, welcome to episode one of Under the Sun Podcast. Today we will be discussing the latest Kanye album, Jesus is King. We will also be talking about the show and comic book series, The Boys, and then we'll wrap it up with some Spider-Man talk.
Everybody loves Spider-Man.
Everybody does.
Everyone loves Spider-Man.
All right, so starting out with Jesus is King that came out this past Friday, October 25th. What are you guys' thoughts, initial reactions?
I liked it a lot. I'm not the biggest Kanye fan, just right off the bat, but there were some tracks on this album that I liked. I think it's an interesting direction that he took.
For sure. Really, like, I've been waiting for this for almost over a year, basically.
And yeah.
So, waiting for there were a lot of delays. A lot of delays. So, just hearing this thing come up and then being able to listen to it, like, my excitement, it was just very palpable. And I was very pleased with what we got.
Palpable?
Yeah, big words.
Look at you.
I passed my SATs.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, after listening to it for the first time, I thought there were only about three or four tracks that I liked. But since then, listening to the whole album, I almost like every single one. I mean, I guess it's just kind of one of those albums where you'll listen to it first and your initial reactions aren't like the best. But now, after, you know, taking it all in, I like it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, because I mean, me and you, Keith, we listened to it together for the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember we kept talking about how it just started to sound the same after a while. Like, we were halfway through, and it felt like it was just one longer song. It was a good song, but it was just kind of repetitive.
But, I mean, I think some of those songs we thought were repetitive were Water and Hands On, and I've grown to really like Hands On, which is one of my favorites now.
I think I got to listen to that one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like Salah, that's their favorite song. But I also really like the trumpet and the drums at the end of Use This Gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really cool.
Isn't that a saxophone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My bad, guys.
Oh, it's this guy. Not even a real Kanye fan.
Shut up, man.
Okay, but if I had to say something, I will say I saw, like, a tweet where it was, like, Kanye was the only guy that can turn, like, a car. What are they called? Like, the sound a car makes when, you know, the doors open. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Into like a song. They use the gospel. The intro is like that.
That's funny. Like the seatbelt noise.
Yeah, the seatbelt noise, yeah.
With Kanye's new album, two things I'm taking away from it. Number one, like, for all the stuff that Kanye says and he does, and just Kanye being himself, you just have to appreciate, as a music fan, his change and the directions he's been able to go as an artist. And it's really quite extraordinary to see Kanye going in all these directions. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of self-promotion, and sometimes he's going to annoy people. Sorry, Taylor Swift, but
MAGA hats,
Taylor Swift. Yeah, like it's a whole lot of something, but I mean, you gotta appreciate what he's done. And I saw a tweet, I think it was right the day of he dropped Jesus is King, where it was like, Kanye's Jesus is King is like a paper that was 3,000 words, and he turned it in a week late, and it only had 800 words, but those 800 words were really something.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
My thing is, like, it makes me, like, uncomfortable, the whole, like, preachiness of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was a rapper. Like, a lot of his stuff is, like, explicit. Like, he, almost a year ago, when was that?
I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck.
Yeah, the Little Pump song. Like,
hey, man, I can change it one.
2017?
I might need me a Stormy Daniels.
That was a year ago, right?
Yeah, 2018 you released Could See Ghost and
And I mean, I guess people find God and, you know, convert their lives and whatever.
I mean, good for him for that.
It's just, I don't know, it's just weird to see him going from...
Like, it's a weird direction to see him taking.
That, you know.
And to know that he will never go back to, you know, hip hop.
You said he's just. Do you think he'll go back?
No, he said he's sticking to gospel.
Oh, wow.
That's what he said, but do you think?
I don't know. I think
he's going to stay with it.
I would like Yandy, obviously.
Oh,
I don't think we're going to get it.
Quick side note from last year. In Keith's and I's and Connor's all freshman year of college, there were two big rap albums we were all waiting for that got delayed. The first one was the Carter 5, delayed about a week, and it dropped on Lil Wayne's birthday, and we appreciate that. Shout out Lil Wayne. and Yandi, which got pushed back from September to Thanksgiving, and then we never heard of Yandi again. But we got Jesus is King. So
if you guys like the album, those of you listening, if you like it or don't like it, feel free to comment below. I don't know, on Instagram or something, or let us know how you guys feel about it.
Yeah, we would all love to hear from you guys, and if there are also any topics, just so we don't forget, any topics you want us to talk about, if they're appropriate, we will talk about them. So just let us know.
Yeah, I think another like important thing about the Jesus is King album is that there's no swearing.
No, yeah.
From Kanye.
Yeah.
Absolutely no swearing.
That's so
and did
weird.
You guys see that he made all the people who collaborated with him on this album like abstain from premarital sex and also just be very...
Wait, what? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he was trying to make this a very religious and... I don't know how to say, like, just a very religious, like, experience. He was just trying to keep this very...
PG.
PG, yes. Yeah. That's perfect wording.
Wait, so all the artists who collabed...
They had to follow by his strict set of rules. I just remember the abstinence one, but, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That is weird. I'll say that's pretty weird.
That's really weird.
He also took off Young Thug's verse about the devil.
Yeah. Poor Young Thug.
Yeah, the tweet. You sent me that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I think if I were to rate the album out of 10, and we can go around.
Yeah, what'd you get? Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'd say, for me, like 7.5 or 8. For me. I think it's pretty enjoyable. I mean, all the tracks are pretty short. It's one of Kanye's shortest albums, which...
That's a marketing thing. I know I've talked to you about this, but like, a lot of artists now, they'll make shorter songs. So you get more plays, so that it goes.
And I think for like an album like this,
makes sense.
It makes sense, and it makes it more enjoyable.
I wouldn't want to listen to 3 minutes of the
Kanye humming.
Yeah, only Kid Cudi humming.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you whispering about?
I was just making
about
sure.
A tweet.
Yeah. So I found Hip Hop by the Numbers overview of Jesus is King. This is the first album where Kid Cudi has been missing since graduation in 2007. He had cut out 3 artists: Young Thug, Nicki Minaj, and XXX. It's 94.6 religious. And the most used words, this is not meaning like I, me, like that kind of stuff, is hallelujah, sing, work, and Lord.
I think we all know hallelujah was probably used all 42 times on Salah.
100%.
But yeah, those are some good facts. I mean,
good.
What would you give it out of 10, Topic?
Out of 10? I'd have to say a 7 because, not gonna lie, I like this thing was also the score is also based on how hyped I was waiting for it. But like I've been a fan of Kanye for so long, and Jesus is King is a good album. But knowing that he's never gonna be going back to the 808s and Heartbreak and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and that era, knowing he's not gonna be able to reach those heights again, kind of hurts. Connor, what about you?
I'd probably go for like maybe a 6. I was never really the biggest Kanye fan. But that said, there are some tracks that, you know, that I have listened to and I will continue to listen to. But yeah, I'd probably say a 6 out of 10. Just because again, that new direction, and I'm surprised, this is a side note, but I'm surprised that his fan base is so, agreeable to the album. I would think people would be, like, mad about this. Because, I mean, you think about artistics trying to make, new changes in their music or whatever, and they get their fan base chews them alive because they like the old stuff.
Yeah.
I think
overall, once people realized it was a gospel album, maybe... That changed for a lot of people, like how they viewed it.
Yeah, maybe.
Like going into it, because, you know, the second I knew it wasn't going to be a typical Kanye album, I wasn't like as hyped or as prepared.
Were you disappointed? Were you like?
I was a little disappointed, but I mean, it's Kanye and we have no idea what's going on in his head.
Yeah,
so
no one does.
I don't.
I don't even think Kim knows what's going on in his head. Like, how many times has she said
she obviously
said
doesn't know when the album is supposed to drop.
Yeah, she literally said the album was going to drop, like, four different times, and each time it was wrong.
So. I will say, though, he did, you know, it was supposed to come out. He tweeted about it on the 25th, and, you know, it didn't come out at midnight. But
he stuck to his word, though.
Yeah, he stuck to his word. Okay. So that's our discussion on Jesus is King. Once again, Kanye, let us know what you think about.
Yeah, or if you guys want us to keep talking about it, or if you guys have points, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, cross it off topic.
All right, moving on to topic number two. We're going to be talking about The Boys, both the Amazon Prime Video, whatever it's called, original, and the comic book series.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Keith, you haven't watched.
Disclaimer, I don't know much about The Boys. I've read 4 of the 70-plus comics, and I have not seen the show yet. So this will mainly be Connor and Toph. Just don't spoil it.
I've been just showing the first 2 days, and I'm on issue 26 of 73,
yeah.
I think.
So I read the comic book. When the show was first announced, I saw like a YouTube trailer for it or something, and I was really excited. And I went into the comments, and I watched some other YouTube videos about like analysis of the video, and it's like a really intriguing story because for those of you that don't know, the story basically revolves around what goes on behind the scenes in the superhero
community.
Yeah, in just a superhero world, and a lot of it is like anything, like a corrupt and you know,
superheroes as a part of corporate America.
Exactly. Yeah, and. It's just really interesting. It's an interesting take on the idealistic and glorified superhero world.
And it also is a reflection of our world today in politics, government,
yeah, for real.
And celebrity lives. Because, you know, you got that public persona you have to put on, and then behind the scenes, as Iron Man Carl Urban said, it's pretty diabolical.
Mm-hmm. And so going back to what I was saying, I read... I want to say, like, the first 10 issues, maybe. Not enough to, like... I didn't want to read too much and spoil the show, which I know is kind of backwards thinking, but... So I read up until, I think, issue 10, and then I waited until the show came out, and I'm starting to get back into the reading the comics again now. But, yeah, I mean, the show is great. Toffic, you can talk about the cast a little bit if...
Oh, yeah, so...
If you'd be up for that. I know Toffic has a thing
you've
for actors,
you've got a two-minute time limit.
Yeah. Set the timer.
So, you know, I just got to say, they nailed the casting of Billy Butcher with Carl
Urban.
Yeah,
he's great. He's great.
For those of you who don't know, Carl Urban has been making his name in movies for a while. He was in The Lord of the Rings. He was in the Judge Dredd movie, the really good one.
Who was he in Lord of the Rings?
I have no idea. I just know he was in that.
He's a savage. He looks like one.
Yeah,
yeah, he does.
He definitely wasn't. He definitely wasn't one of the elves or hobbits. That's for sure.
I saw something about people wanting him to play Wolverine.
That would be amazing. But
that'd
I feel
be good,
like,
right?
Yeah, but this commitment may also have it, and he's also in the Star Trek movie series.
Huh.
He plays one of the guys. I think either in the red or yellow shirts. That's all I know about Star Trek. But no, they nailed his casting. Tony Starr, who plays the Homelander, also phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good. He's creepy.
That's the thing.
He's creepy.
For those of you who don't know, Tony Starr plays Homelander, which is a amalgam of Superman, but also mixing in the patriotic elements of Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 180 he can go from, you know, all-American boy to American psycho.
Yeah.
Is some of the most intriguing and terrifying aspects of the show. And
that was a good line.
Thank you. Thank you. Huey Campbell is undertaken under Billy the Butcher's wing, played wonderfully by Jack Quaid. You know, you just get this awkward sense of self from this guy. He doesn't know what he's doing there, but he pulls it off. And as he progresses through the series, you can see him struggling with what he's doing. Like, because in The Boys, it's... talking about like corrupt superheroes, so you also gotta wonder, but you also are struggling with what the public wants you to see versus what you're seeing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a great all around cast. The rest of the cast that make up The Boys, they are stupendous. Other noteworthy people in the cast: Erin Moriarty as Starlight. She brings innocence and a strength to the role, an innocence in that. You feel for her character And at the same time, you see a strengthener as today we are in a Me Too environment, and you understand that sometimes there are going to be people who think they can put themselves higher above others in a position of power, and you see her rebel against that system, which I think today is especially amazing and something more people need to see.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't seen the show, I would highly recommend it.
100%.
One of the reasons we're talking about it now is because me and Tafik both share an interest in it. We're going to start rewatching it.
We're going to get Keith watching it, yes.
So you might hear us touching up about it again sometime soon.
Yes. Also, we are gigantic comic heads.
That's right.
I'm getting into it.
Yeah, you
getting
are.
Getting into it.
Yeah, you are.
Keith, what are your initial thoughts?
Okay. So how much have you read?
So I've read 4 of the 70-plus issues. And just from those 4, I will say, disclaimer, very graphic.
Yeah.
The language is horrific.
Yes, but parents do not let your children watch this.
Yeah, so that's bad. And even if you watch the trailer, you can tell it's going to get pretty graphic, pretty violent. Yeah. So just a disclaimer for any of you out there who actually want to watch the show.
If you couldn't watch Game of Thrones,
it's not Tom Holland. It's not Tom Holland.
No, this is not something Marvel would approve. The Disney Corporation does not give their seal of approval on this show.
Have they announced season 2?
They just finished working on it, I think. I've been following all the actors on their Instagrams and Twitter, and no, they've been in the midst of working on it.
Do they have a date?
They haven't announced a date, but I do remember it took them 2 years because they announced the show in 2017, and then it dropped summer 2019.
Cool.
Also, fun fact, the poster from the show when it was announced is the same as the first issue cover. Yeah. So for all you
That's
comic
cool.
kids out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I like that. I like the comparison there.
I like the callbacks.
But yeah, just the whole idea of the show is pretty cool, how it's all played out. And
I agree.
Making these superheroes that we all used to adore
giving it the middle finger.
Yeah, so I like that.
And it's cool.
That's
refreshing.
For me, I just go back to the principle of it. It definitely makes you kind of question Superman and, all those other guys.
I mean, it's refreshing because it's not like the cookie-cutter Marvel stuff where everything's going to be all right in the end, even with Endgame, and it's not like the morbidly dark DCEU. No disrespect to Zack Snyder. I know they're turning it around. But, it's hit that nice medium where you're like, all right, I can get into this.
Yeah.
And shout out to Amazon and Bezos for sinking in that money. You guys are killing it.
Amazon's got some good originals. We still need to watch Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
You guys haven't seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I watched it with all within 3 days. It was so good.
Need to watch
that's what I did with The Boys. And I did not regret it.
It's with John Krasinski, right?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap up our second discussion on The Boys. And move into our Move on to our final topic, which is Spider-Man.
You guys can't see me crossing it out.
So we're just gonna be talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider Pig.
I'll let Connor hit us off.
Who would win in a fight? Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, or Andrew Garfield?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
What?
I
feel like Andrew Garfield's a sleeper there.
Andrew Garfield is definitely a sleeper.
Tom Holland's last.
Yeah,
but
let's
be honest.
He's too nice.
You love him, but no.
Do you guys remember with Tobey Maguire how jacked he was in the first 2 Spider-Man movie?
No.
Do you?
No.
Okay, well, he was pretty fucking he was pretty freaking jacked. And that was all while he was eating tofu, so...
Ew.
Exactly. So Tobey for a win.
Healthy.
Are you sure he was ever jacked?
He was Tobey Maguire. Don't ever diss Tobey Maguire in front of me.
Was it then the suit?
For all you fans out, for all you fans out there,
I know how Halloween costumes work. They give you that 6-pack.
Come on, fans out there, I'm about to strangle Connor.
But yeah, no, Tobey Maguire. I guess now we'll switch it over to who is your favorite Spider-Man out of the 3.
Which is going
to
be the same answer for
for him.
Go ahead, Tafik. Who are you going to say? The audience is
on
the edge of their seats.
Spoiler, it's Tom Holland.
Okay.
I'm kidding. It's Tobey Maguire.
Sick. Mine's Tom Holland. Team Holland for the win.
Yeah, I got to side with Keith on that one.
First off,
why is Tobey Maguire your favorite topic?
Wasn't he like 30?
Oh yeah. So
30 in high school.
Disclaimer: Tobey Maguire was
that
like
weird guy sitting in the parking lot.
Tobey Maguire was Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused, basically, but just an old guy, a bunch of homies.
I don't know what that movie is.
Just an old guy, a bunch of high schoolers. Okay. But yeah. So for me, Tobey Maguire was my favorite because when I first saw those movies when they came out in 2004, 6, 7, like it was really the ideas and the messages that they brought and what he brought into the role that really struck out to me and spoke to me because it was like, I could, and this is just Spider-Man in general. You can emphasize with feeling like an outsider being bullied.
Yeah, that's the appeal of Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's got the normal everyday sense. And for me, because Tobey Maguire was the first one who really was portrayed on screen for me, I mean, that was the real connection. I've seen both Amazing Spider-Man movies. I've seen all Tom Holland movies. I still feel connections with their characters. But at the same time, Tobey Maguire was the first, like, since he was my first on-screen Spider-Man, he's the one I always resonate with the most in his movies.
Yeah.
For me, it's the age thing. So, he's just so, he's, you said 30?
He was
right?
26 in the first movie.
Dude.
I know.
Interesting.
And not even his age, but like my age. So when I was going, back when I was going through high school, you know, Tom Holland was the Spider-Man. So, like, you're in the same position, the same age Spider-Man's supposed to be.
His problems now, I can relate to more than Tobey Maguire's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a little more current.
Yeah. I mean, getting bullied over Instagram and stuff by a rich kid, Flash Thompson, is a lot more relatable than...
Right.
A lot more relatable than getting beat up by 2002 guy that would eventually become and play Deathstroke. So... what do you guys, out of all the Spider-Man media, like, what do you think has been your favorite and your favorite portrayal of Spider-Man, just over all the volumes, like, video games, movies, TV shows?
Tom Holland, dude.
Really?
Easy.
All portrayals, you say Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I have to agree. I just think, just because he's, like, for me, the most relatable, as Connor said, and... You know, everything like that, I got to go with Tom Holland.
The PS4 Spider-Man is actually pretty good, too, though.
I haven't played it, but I've watched gameplay. It's so good.
It all looks so fresh. That looks like... I used to play Spider-Man 2 all the time on the PlayStation. That stuff slapped, but Spider-Man 4. Yeah, not Spider-Man 4, good. Spider-Man on the PS4.
Yeah,
excuse me.
It's really good. It's really nice. I want to buy the DLC for it.
Which one?
I think. I don't know which one, but I just want the game to, like, keep going.
Yeah, you never want it to end, really.
Right.
I also feel like the animated show from the 90s, in case you guys remember.
No.
Like the meme?
What? No, the animated Spider-Man show from the 90s.
Yeah, the meme, where they're pointing at each other.
I'm pretty sure that was like from the 60s. Anyway, it was the animated TV show from the 1990s.
Which one are you talking about then?
He's talking about the one from the 90s.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
It was like...
I haven't seen it.
Yes, you have. It used to be like on reruns all the time when we were kids. I'm not going crazy. I did not imagine this. It's going to be on...
I think it's the pointing one.
I don't know if that was it, though, because that was at the end of Into the Spider-Verse, and that was acting as if it was from the 60s.
Oh, you're talking about this one.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch this one. What the heck is that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Oh, is that crickets?
Yeah,
nice.
They were crickets.
You're funny. You see, I'm cheating.
It did not sound like crickets.
Yeah.
It's this one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one where they're...
Is that the one where they're pointing?
No. It doesn't
it's
look
not.
Like it.
That's
different.
Okay, thank you.
They just listened to us argue about which one we were talking about for like 2 minutes.
All right. Let's move on. What did you guys think of Into the Spider-Verse?
Great.
I love it.
Miles Morales is awesome.
You know, I saw something. You know how it's very slow at the beginning for Miles' scenes. It's kind of glitchy.
Yeah.
That's like before he becomes this brave Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the second it changes and it hits him, it's, you know, up to normal speed with all the other.
I like the way it was animated.
That's like
too.
Something I like learned
That's
right
cool.
after I watched it.
Yeah, I love the way it was animated and really...
The animation was crazy.
The animation was insanely crazy. It was a well-deserved Academy Award win for Sony.
Oh, yeah.
It also showed that they can make a Spider-Man movie without Disney interference. Yeah. But what I loved, the moment that struck out to me the most was when Miles is on the building, and this is like one of the most iconic images in my mind. He jumps off, and you can see him like just going through the air. And I remember reading somewhere, it was like the screenplay was like, he wasn't falling, he was gliding. And I just thought that summarized it amazingly. Because
and I mean, sorry, I don't mean
no,
it.
No, it's sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I mean,
sorry.
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 Sorry, guys.
What's up, boss?
Sorry.
But no, I mean, I think that moment emphasized Spider-Man the most.
Yeah. And I mean, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
We already finished the Jesus is King one.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
So I was just going to say, stop, I'll kill you. Like, you go look back at the controversy that there was over having a black Spider-Man, and people were mad. Like, I don't know if you guys remember that, but, like, when they announced Miles Morales' character, people were livid.
People don't like to see their icons changed.
And now, like, that movie did super well, did great. People loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of for change, you know?
Exactly.
I'm tired of seeing the same thing. I mean, for some people, yeah, but for me...
No.
As a Gen Z, I feel like I can accept
it. I mean, and
as the Gen Z kid that I am.
Spider-Man has always been a figure of movements and revolutions. I mean, he was introduced back in the early 60s, and by like 1966, it was like he was already one of the top figures that college students looked up to.
Yeah.
And nothing's changed in the 50, almost 60 years since.
Yeah, he's still a relatable character. That won't change.
No matter who is under the mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I mean,
me too. Very wholesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We like to have wholesome content.
Oh yeah, we all love each other. We don't. We never fight.
Okay,
it's funny.
As if we didn't just argue on air for like 5 minutes. But no, I mean, we all love Spider-Man, and I think a good. It's just Spider-Man can be summarized with that whole phrase, like with great power comes great responsibility. You know.
Yeah.
Just the idea that we can all do something.
Yeah. I think it's good. Yeah. And I mean, you know, recently the whole Tom Holland situation.
Yeah.
It's great.
Talk about that.
It's great that he was able to get himself into two more films. And, I read somewhere that he was a big part of that deal.
Really?
And he was one of the main guys who was just like, hey, we got to work together. We got to get these movies out.
He seemed pretty, like, quiet about it.
No, yeah, he called the Disney CEO about
like,
it.
Like, no. I mean, like, on social media. Like, he didn't post that much about it. He didn't
definitely
say, like,
didn't.
This sucks
definitely.
Or anything.
Which
like,
I think is the most professional thing.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
He was, like, also a man of action. You know, he didn't post about it, didn't complain or anything. He just went to work on it.
Yeah.
And we got results. So.
And I mean, if you think about all the things he was being tagged in, like, and just bombarded with from his fans about it.
And like, not even his fans, also, like, fellow Marvel actors. Like, I remember the guy that played Hawkeye also tagged him and said that they wanted him back. And then I know other actors also spoke on it. My favorite one was Jeff Goldblum's shocked response, because who doesn't love a little Jeff Goldblum?
Remind us what that was again.
He was just very shocked because it was at D23, I think, and it was just the funniest reaction I got out of all of those. If you haven't seen it, just Google it, and you'll get a good happy sense from it.
I love it how once it was released that he'd be in two more films, he posted on his Instagram that scene from Wolf of Wall Street.
I ain't freaking leaving.
Yeah, I love that
freaking.
A lot.
For our younger audience.
I love that.
Center yourself.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm excited he's going to be in two more films because I just really like him.
They couldn't have left it.
Yeah.
They couldn't have left it.
That ending.
If you haven't seen Far From Home, get on it. If you have seen Far From Home.
It's been out for a while. We can talk about it.
Yeah, but if you haven't, seriously, stop listening and just go watch it. Pirate it if you have to.
It's really, really good.
Sony, don't sue me. It's amazing, and you know, if I don't know who else could have taken that role if they had tried to change.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like they could not have rebooted Spider-Man again.
Not again.
Within this short of a
time frame.
Yeah,
time
because
frame.
Yeah. The difference between each one was going shorter. It was 5 years in between Maguire and Garfield, and then it was 2 years in between Garfield and Tom Holland, they like Sony and Marvel wouldn't be able to handle another reboot.
All right. So that wraps up episode one. Just to reiterate, we talked about Jesus is King, our thoughts on the brand new
crossed off
Kanye album. And then we talked about the show and comic book series, The Boys, which is on Amazon Prime Video, whatever it's called. And we finished it up with talks about Spider-Man.
Topic they can't... Okay, the topic is going crazy at the blackboard.
So, once again...
I love chalk.
Oh. All right, sick. Awesome. Great way to end it.
Good night.
We love you guys.
Thank you for listening.
See ya.
Please suggest something.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Goodbye.